The church's music from the 20th century. The 17th century. The 11th century. The 8th century. The 4th century. The best of the church's music from the past 2,000 years. LutheranPublicRadio.org. Let's talk about anything, anything in this world. But politics, religion, and her.
Joining us for the next few minutes to talk about religion and the 2012 general election, Alan Cooperman. He's an associate director for research for the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life based in Washington, D.C. The latest analysis says that, well, we have a this is based upon a national election poll, finds that Barack Obama lost ground among white evangelical Protestants. Does that surprise anybody? And white Catholics compared to 2008. And I heard, of course, that the president actually won with fewer votes than the last time he ran. Now, a lot of people are trying to sort out the threads of this, just trying to say, and there is some attempt here to try and figure out it's post-mortem, it's post-game, it's post-battleground, saying what happened, what went wrong, what went right. The amazing thing is everybody admits, or implicitly or explicitly, that religious voters had something to do with it. Alan Cooperman is associate director of the research for the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life based in Washington, D.C. Alan, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Glad to be with you.
What is the takeaway conclusion after the initial research post-general election with regard to religion voters?
Well, you know, in many ways, this election looked a lot religiously like previous recent elections. That is, most white evangelical Protestants voted strongly Republican. Most Hispanic Catholics voted Democratic. Black Protestants voted strongly Democratic. Jews voted strongly Democratic, and so on. But there are some changes and some things people may not realize. One that's quite interesting, there'd been a lot of speculation that white evangelical Protestants might either stay home this election or not vote in the same kinds of numbers that they voted for the GOP candidate in the past because of Mitt Romney's Mormon religion. In fact, though, white evangelical Protestants, according to the exit polls, turned out in the same kinds of numbers that they've turned out in the past. In fact, they turned out as solid for Mitt Romney as they did for George W. Bush in 2004, and even more solidly than they did for John McCain in 2008. And here's a little stunner, Todd. It's interesting to note that white evangelical Protestants voted as overwhelmingly for Mitt Romney as Mormons did.
Really?
Yes, 79%.
Now, although we're really talking here about very vast different numbers of Mormon voters versus
correct,
white evangelicals.
Correct, but as percentages. They're saying they voted as overwhelmingly. They voted by the same margins as Mormons were not any more pro-Romney in their voting than white evangelical Protestants were.
What did you discover with respect to Catholic voters?
Well, you know, the Catholic, so-called Catholic vote, it's a huge part of the overall population. It's almost a quarter of the population, a quarter of the electorate. And so we really find that the best thing to do is to break up the Catholic vote. As a whole, Catholics voted a little more Democratic than Republican by a margin of 50 to 48. In that sense, very close to the general public as a whole. But if you divide it up a little bit, you see some very interesting things. White Catholics voted much more strongly Republican than Democratic by a margin of 59 to 40. And that's a bit of a shift. They were 7 points approximately more Republican in 2012 than they were in 2008. Hispanic Catholics, on the other hand, continued to vote overwhelmingly Democratic, even more so than they did in 2004, about the same as they did in 2008. Three-quarters of Hispanic Catholics voted for the Democratic candidate, for President Obama.
Did your research break down practicing versus non-practicing Catholic voters?
Yes. You know, the way we ask about practicing is simply a self-reported mass attendance. And among Catholics who said that they attended weekly or more, they voted even more overwhelmingly Republican. And, you know, in general, Todd, that's something we see across the electorate. What we call religiosity or religious commitment is very strongly associated with people's political inclinations and voting choices. And as a simple rule, those who say they attend religious services once a week or more tend to be Republican. Those who say they attend relatively infrequently tend to be more Democratic. African-American Protestants are, in a sense, a big exception to that rule in that they attend very frequently yet vote very strongly Democratic.
What about age groups, both within the evangelical Protestant and the Catholic voters? How does it break down there?
I would have to look more carefully at that in the exit polls. The exit poll full data set has not yet been made public. And again, this is not our numbers, not coming from our polling. This comes from the national election pool paid for by the various media groups. And so I don't have access to it to do that sort of a breakdown. I'm sure some of it is available. We've been able to do some kinds of sub-breakdowns, and I can tell you a few more details. For example, we've done some state-by-state looking, and we can see that, although I said that evangelical voters as a whole turned out as in the same kinds of numbers that they did in 2004 and 2008, there was some drop in the number of evangelical voters who turned out in some key swing states, notably Virginia, Wisconsin, and North Carolina. In Ohio, evangelicals were a higher share of the electorate, slightly higher than in 2008, but Romney won a slightly smaller share of them than McCain did in 2008. So, indeed, you know, one takeaway from this election, you can look at it in a lot of different ways, a very tight election, again, in terms of the popular vote, white evangelical Protestants and white Christians as a whole remained a very important part of the GOP base, they alone could not swing the election, not really that they have in recent years in any event. And other religious groups, particularly minority groups, black Protestants, Hispanic Catholics, Jews, and many smaller groups, Asian groups, they voted heavily Democratic this time.
Folks, you can read the Pew Forum survey, How the Faithful Voted, at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Alan Cooperman is Associate Director for Research for the Pew Forum for Religion and Public Life, based in Washington, D.C. Alan, thanks for the few minutes here.
My pleasure. Thanks, Todd.
When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon. It's the 16th of November. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morris is going to join us. We're going to delve a little bit more into Catholic voters, her explanation for how it is the Catholic vote is very marginally in favor of President Obama, in spite of the fact that he has been the most public politician to fly in the face not only of the teaching of the Catholic Church, but also of religious liberty. And we'll also talk about those same-sex marriage ballot initiatives that all went the way of same-sex marriage in the general election. Bill McKeever will join us after that to talk about Mormonism post-election. And then we'll play Issues Etc., Soundbite of the Week. Hour two. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
If any former evangelicals are hearing me speak right now, I want to assure you, you don't have to be a homeless Christian. If you would go to issuesetc.org, look on their website, you'll find a list of churches. Find one close to you and attend that church. There, you can receive the true gospel, you don't have to be a homeless Christian, and they will not call you a backslider.
To find a church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Does a Christian have a different reason for voting than a non-Christian? I've written an article for the latest Issues Etc. journal titled Vote for the Other Guy. You can read it by subscribing to the Issues Etc. journal. Just look for the subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. The latest journal also details E.D. Wadsworth's journey from evangelical mysticism to the present tense gospel of the Reformation. Subscribe to the online Issues Etc. journal, issuesetc.org.